This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
Hello, my name is Florian Castro, and today we are here for the Community Power Break. I'm here today with CJ Berry, who's the principal for Eastlake High School. How are you doing today, CJ?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, anytime. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you get started and how did you become principal?
Well, I started out my teaching journey at a couple of different schools. I started with Carmel Middle School and D2, but I found my home at Eastlake High School. I started as a science teacher and grew in the ranks from science teacher to master teacher to assistant principal and finally became the principal, and that is where my heart is.
Now, for people who don't know Eastlake High School, what sets you guys apart? What's the difference?
The major difference is that we serve students ages 16 to 21. So we're one of the few places where an older student who had life happen to them and had to drop out of school can come back and get their high school diploma. On top of that, all of our students get an individualized learning plan and they move at their pace. So they can go as quickly as they want to, or if they need to go a little slower because of work and other issues, they can do that.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about how the school was founded? How long have you guys been around?
Sure. Eastlake High School began as Life Skills High School. We began in 2004. My board members wanted to find a place for those students that the traditional model didn't work for. And so they helped create Eastlake High School with a management company. In 2018, we decided to break off from that management company and make our own school. And that's how Eastlake High School was born.
Now, if they're trying to find out where you are at, how can they find you?
They could come on by Memorial Park. We are at 1810 Eastlake High School, which is toward the southeast corner of Memorial Park.
And then online, like Facebook?
Definitely. We have a Twitter. We have Facebook. Just check out our Facebook. That's the best way to reach us because we check that daily.
Okay. I think there's a great event that's coming out here this Saturday. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Your Eastlake High School open house?
Yes, definitely. We are so excited to have our open house on Saturday, July 30th from 9 to 2. We have community partners. We have Grand Canyon University coming to visit, UCCS, Pikes Peak Community College, and all of our teachers will be there ready to show what they do with our students.
So I know you guys are a full service high school, right? From freshman to senior year. But I believe a couple other things that when I was touring your high school, I saw kids dealing with computers and STEM. Can you describe a little bit more what exactly those programs are?
Definitely. All of our students receive one-to-one devices. So every single student not only can access the curriculum at school, but also from home. And we also participate in esports. So we are competitive when it comes to our gaming and our sports. And we also allow our students to connect with other high schools and play sports there. So students can go to area D11 schools and play football, basketball, and any sport that they would like.
That sounds great. I mean, I don't know a lot of schools that you can actually play video games and be part of the curriculum. So that's definitely a drive there. Are there any things that are coming up, especially with this new school year? Are you guys going to be open, hybrid, e-learning? I mean, what's the projection here?
We are 100% in person because we know our students need their teachers and they need to come in. However, there is a 100% remote option for those students that have COVID concerns. So we are open both methods to meet our students' needs.
We
also have, along with our open house, we have a community closet where we allow anyone from the community, if they need food, clothing, or any other necessities, to come in and shop with us.
Or parents there that have concerns or children that may need your services, I believe there are certain enrollment times. Can you talk a little bit more about when they can actually sign up for your high school?
Sure. We are in open enrollment right now since we also have students right now too. So anytime someone wants to come through, we do walk-ins, we give tours, and they can enroll with our enrollment officer, Mr. Williams. So anytime from 8 to 4, we are open for enrollment.
So you said you actually have students now, so are you pretty much a full year round school as opposed to, you know, other schools take summers off?
Yes, our students only get about 3 weeks off. That is due to the fact that our students only have to be in our school for 6 hours per day. So it's a shortened day for those students that have childcare issues or need to go work. We allow for that time.
That sounds great. So if people wanted to learn and find out more about Eastlake High School, where should they go?
They could easily go to our website. It's www.eastlakehs.net.
I see here that you also have Instagram and Facebook, and looks like for Instagram you have Eastlake High School COS, and then for Facebook you have Eastlake High School CO.
Correct.
Thank you, CJ, for being part of our Community Power Break. This is Florian DeCastro for KPPF Community Power Break.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.